absent? What's up with you? Come here. Yeah. This way. That's it. Give us your hand. Give us your hand. Okay.
The dog.
He won't hurt you.
Call him off.
Hey, you nearly drowned. You can't just run off. Hey.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. 21st century's when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
This is shop property!
It's mine, Crackskull!
I saw you lift it!
Get off me! Let me go!
Stop there! Both of you! Chick bit me!
You're crushing her! Let her sit up! Take it from here. You keep your backside on the pavement and your hands where I can see them. You tell me what happened.
Caught her shoplifting. She picked out a coat, put it on, walked out. Bold as brass. When I confronted her, she pulled a gun. I disarmed her.
Where's the weapon?
It's here.
This isn't a firearm. It's more like a radar gun. Where'd you get this in, eh? Hmm? What is your name? Did you steal that coat? Right. Play it that way if you like. I'm arresting you on suspicion of robbery. You don't have to say anything. It may harm your defense if you don't mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. In other words, it helps if you tell me your side of the story. If you have one. Noting that the suspect said nothing. Come on, Treble. Get on your feet. We're going for a little ride in the police car.
Treble 20. Treble 20 twice.
Jack, that's very distracting.
Going for 180.
Jack.
See, that's the thing about knife throwing. You need a live subject to sharpen your concentration.
I'm busy.
With what?
Rift databases. Oh, you stupid machine.
Leave that. Come and be my beautiful assistant.
Morning all.
Yato!
Quiet night.
Oh.
The only monster here is Gwen.
Gwen Cooper. Oh, hello. And a very good morning to you too. Mm-hmm. What's up? Okay.
180.
A laser. Okay, I'm on my way.
On your way where?
The station. Andy's got somebody in custody he thinks we should meet.
So, how old are you? If you're 17 or under, we need to get you an appropriate adult. Mum? Big sister? Teacher? Do you want to make a phone call?
School. I remember a girl hostiling me.
Who's your mum?
Ghosty. I says nothing.
Hey, gore guzzler. Cat ate your tongue? Or you ate the cat. Cry, ghosty.
Cry. But I don't cry. I watch. Hate and fear all mixed up.
Who's your mum, ghosty?
Poor kid. Looks scared to death.
It's probably her first time in a cell. She doesn't have a record on Life Scout.
What do you know about her?
Nothing. She won't talk.
What did she steal?
Essentials. Sandwich, street map, coat.
I run away then.
She's been through some kind of trauma. She's soaking wet, covered in mud, and she's got this burn on her hand. Do you want to see the gun? I think it's a radar device.
Or infrared, maybe both.
It's like nothing I've seen before.
And probably won't for years.
What?
I wonder where she got it. Okay, Andy, We'll take her.
Take her? I called you because of the gun.
The gun and the girl are connected.
But she's in our custody, and she's a minor. If you're not CRB checked, you can't touch her. End of story.
Jack, why don't I talk to her first, see what we're dealing with, and then we can liaise with Andy about the next steps.
Other side of the glass. I know they's talking about me, but I don't hear no words. I remember's a different window. Paint spucked all over. An accident. No. The neighbors done it. I see white hands. Someone outside trying to clean it. Cloth smears the glass. Her face making crying shapes. I remembers. She's my mum.
Hi, I'm Gwen. Do you mind if I sit down? Can I get you a drink? I'd give the coffee a miss, but the chocolate's all right. So, what's your name? Where are you from? You do speak English, right? If you don't want to talk, that's fine. But give us a nod if you understand. Good. Not talking to myself, then. See, I'm not interested in the shoplifting. What I am interested in is the gun. Where you got it. Did you buy it? Find it? Did someone give it to you? Okay, too many questions. You've had a rough morning, a rough journey, right? This is Cardiff, Wales. The year is 2009. It's all right. You're not in trouble. We get quite a lot of this around here. It's my job to help people who are lost. Okay? So, where shall we start?
Frida. My name's Frida.
Okay, Frida. Let's see about getting you out of here, shall we?
Out there. Out there is over loud, over bright.
We're gonna take you somewhere safe and comfortable.
Autos everywhere. Not like home.
But I'd like to take a blood sample for health screening first.
Stomach in the blood.
Is that all right with you?
I want to remember, but it's all skillaboo in my head.
I can do it if you like, or you get your nurse.
Don't show the fear. Fear gets you noticed.
Relax your arm.
Fear of what?
A sharp scratch.
Something bad. Over bad. Them.
Yeah. Hold on.
The others. Ghosties.
So what you like?
About 16, skinny, pale, and packing a laser gun.
Probably from Newport then.
This is it. No sights, big red button.
Not while I'm driving.
It's a toy, Yanto.
We should do proper tests.
How bad can it be?
Jack!
Did you open all the windows?
I think this did.
Interesting toy.
Let's try setting two.
No win, no fee. It worked for me. If you've had a bash in an accident...
It's tuned itself to Barry Beat FM.
Fox and Brent. Fox and Brent.
This gun is a remote control.
What would a teenage girl be doing with something like this?
Oh, I dread to think. Setting three?
If you pointed out the window. The computer's gone down.
And comms.
Can you reverse it?
Maybe the R button means reset.
Or red, which is now the color of all the traffic lights.
Oops.
Jack, look. All the CCTV cameras are pointing at the sky.
You know what this means?
We should swerve setting four?
This device disrupts transport, communications, and security. In the wrong hands, this is a weapon.
It's gridlocked. We'll need a helicopter to get back to the hub now.
Or a motorbike, like this FZ6. Perfect for city driving.
It's locked.
Yeah, not for long.
Isn't that stealing?
Commandeering. I'll give it back.
In one piece?
Hello, pussycat.
Meow.
Hop on.
Well, this is it.
Wow. Retro or what?
Take a look around. Pick a room.
Okay.
What's that face for?
Nothing. I just thought Torchwood would be a bit more high-tech.
This is a refuge, you dope. It's supposed to be homely.
What's all that stuff?
Yantel's been shopping.
He's stocked up for World War III.
I'll take the green room.
Righto.
This is just temporary, right? Until we've ID'd the weapon and located Frida's family.
Until the Torchwood investigation is completed. Yes. Andy, let's get something straight. You're here as a police observer.
Observer? I'm not just a babysitter.
There are things we can't discuss.
This is my case.
We will share any information that is relevant.
The windows is all locked.
This is a safe house. Safe flat.
I'm a prisoner.
For your protection. Frida, show me your hand. Mm. I won't touch, just look. That's a nasty burn. If you don't get it cleaned up, you'll get sick. There's some swabs and dressing on the table.
I'll make the tea then, shall I?
Coffee, thanks. Careful, Frida. That's going to sting. Shall I do it?
Okay.
Milk and sugar?
No, thanks.
Me nunk.
Nunk? You talk funny, you do.
So do you, Mano.
Sorry, I'm being as gentle as I can.
There we are. How'd you get burnt like that, anyway?
I don't know. It's like trying to remember a dream. Some things come right at you, full. But if you overthink, it's gone. I remember when I were at school, but I can't remember yesterday. It's all skillaboo.
What do you remember?
Bits. A sight from a window. A Mano yelling, reaching down. A hole in a roof with smoke rushing out. Bang! Canister meals explode. Crash, stairs collapse.
And that was how you got burnt?
It don't feel like my memory. More like something I see'd in a TV.
Anything else?
An address, 51 Lundy Street.
That's here, in Cardiff.
For Vry?
What's there?
Dunno. All I see is a tree. A big one with yellow flowers. I remember a name too. Moira Evans. I don't know if it's part of the same thing. Can I go there? It might help me remember.
I don't see why not, with an escort.
Andy, I'll have to get clearance once the blood work's come through.
Blood work?
Yeah, Freya, I knew you'd say no.
I haven't said no.
As good as. He's acting like he's my friends, but for Vry, he's my jailers.
Hey, we're stuck here too, Frida. I'd love to go home, but until we get the all clear, I can't.
I told you, I ain't sick.
Let's hope not, eh?
Right, all done. Shall I put a dressing on that, or are you going to have a bath?
A bath? We's permission to use the bath.
I'd actively encourage it.
What about the water ration?
We don't have that here. There's lots of water in Cardiff. Hot water, if you fancy a soak.
Does I? It's too much, this. Too much.
You're telling me.
Aha. Gotcha.
Yanto! Take a look at this. Today's rift stats. Look.
Nothing. No activity.
Aha. Uh-huh. But if I increase the sample rate... There. 7:03 a.m. by the weir.
That's tiny. Too small to even trip the alarm.
But just big enough to let someone through.
We should update Gwen.
Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Gwen! There was a rift spike this morning, above the river at Maindy.
She was soaking, it fits.
The spike was very localized, like someone opened a window.
What are you saying? She can control the rift?
Someone can, and she was carrying a potentially dangerous piece of kit.
So she's come here for a reason?
It's possible.
She's remembered a contact, Moira Evans, 51 Lundy Street, and something about a house fire. That's all I've got so far.
Got it.
I'll call the station. Get occupancy data.
It's okay, Andy. We'll handle it.
We tested the gun. It's future tech, not off-world. A remote control, powerful enough to short security cameras.
And what about the blood test?
Should be finished in 20 minutes.
Tell them about the water ration.
I'd better go.
Keep that pet Bobby of yours on a leash. Don't make me retcon him.
I'll do my best.
And Gwen, she may look like an innocent traveler, but until we know that for sure, stay focused. Objective.
She talks about canister meals and carries a radar gun. She has a Cardiff accent, but uses odd words. You're talking about some rift thing.
Whatever you're thinking, stop.
You've quarantined me, and that's all you're going to say.
Andy, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. You've heard too much already.
This rift is like a parallel universe, right?
No.
Well, what then?
You're here to protect Frida, yes?
Yes.
Then please just try and go with it. You may see or hear things that don't make sense, but if you panic, she'll panic. And who knows?
Smells good.
It's just a pizza. Bit of salad. That all right for you?
Top balls. Is it veggievore?
No, it's ham and mushroom.
Doesn't matter. I's too hungry.
You drew the short straw, Frida. Your aunt doesn't
know. Hungry? Watch out for your pets. Who says that? Don't let him out. There's a ghostie about. That word again. Ghostie.
Right then, grubs up. Grab a plate.
Gagging for gore.
You okay?
Yeah. Are these fresh tomatoes?
Yeah. Top boars, right?
Right. He's picking up the Scandi squad, man. What? What?
The amazing powers of junk food. You're almost human again. We need to get some proper clothes for you, Frida. Help you blend in.
I should do something about my hair and all. I've got these burnt bits, see?
Well, now that you mention it.
But I ain't got no money.
We'll pay.
Hear that? No more shoplifting.
I didn't shoplift on purpose. It were a mistake. My irk malfunctioned.
Your what?
Universal remote control.
Well, the gun.
Right. You want to buy something, you run the irk over a Z-code and it debits your ration. But it don't work here.
No, it wouldn't.
Hang on.
You eating that?
Am I hearing this right?
Have it.
Where she's from, they've got personal debit machines.
Andy.
But no tomatoes, no water. It's like she's from here, but a different here.
Please, just leave it.
She's from the future. That's it, isn't it?
Right, come on, Frida. Girl time. I'm going to give you that haircut.
Okay, Moira Evans pays single occupancy council tax at Lundy Street, but she doesn't have a bank account, passport, or national insurance number. What's up?
Got the results.
And?
Frida doesn't have any T cells.
No immune system?
Her monocyte count is healthy.
Has she got a virus or not?
All scans negative.
Run them again.
I am. I also checked hemoglobin and look. Her blood chemistry is just bizarre. I'm no expert, Jack, but surely that can't be human.
Oi, don't cut no more off.
Just need to even up the sides. Right. There. What do you think?
It's all right. Slump it up a bit with some product. Hit the runway. You say that now.
No, but I catch your drift. The words you use, there's some German in there, isn't there?
Dunno. It's just how people talk. Lots of Icelandering comers in my time.
You're remembering, aren't you?
Bits.
What's your date of birth?
30.05.53. Citizen UK 818945/CF209B. Yeah. It's coming back full.
So you're now 16?
17.
So you came from 2069? What's it like?
Dark. Grid power's unpermissioned in the daytime, see? Gotta conserve resources.
You said something about rationing?
We have what we need, most of the time, but there ain't all the choice you has.
Sounds like you live in difficult times.
That's what you're used to.
You okay?
I just feel homesick for something. Real bad. But I can't remember what.
Can you remember how you got here?
I were in the river, that's all.
Nothing before that?
No.
Really? Nothing?
It don't make no sense.
Maybe it will to me.
It won't.
Oh, try me.
I fell out the sky. I were in the fire. I were on the roof. I were in this light storm for so long, and then I fell out the sky into the river. That ain't possible, is it? It ain't possible.
Actually, it is. Cardiff has a big secret. There's a kind of door in the sky that goes to other places, other times. Now, I don't know if you opened that door or just fell through it somehow, but here you are. You came through the rift.
Rift? Okay.
That's probably why your memory is all messed up.
Will it come back?
Well, it's starting to, so that's good, yeah?
Can I go home?
We're working on that. But at the moment, we can't control the rift. I'm sorry.
I ain't got much to go back to that I remember. I miss me mam, but where I's from, people's overstressed, angry. Gotta take it out on someone. The ghosties get it worse, but anyone a bit different is...
What are ghosties? Hold that thought.
PC Davidson here.
This might be the all clear.
Hello, Jack. No, she's in the bathroom.
It's all right, Andy, I got it. Hi, I'm here. You got the results? No virus. What kind of problem?
What? What's the matter?
What?
What's he saying?
Okay, so what do we do now? I'll bring her in.
So, what's going on?
Lockdown. I'm taking her to the hub.
Okay, I'll call the station.
No.
No?
I'm sorry, Andy, but your case is closed.
What?
We're taking it from here.
No way! Wherever she goes, I go.
She has to be isolated.
Why? What's wrong with her?
She's different, okay? And
that's all you're gonna say? Right. Gwen, I've trusted you with this Torchwood thing because I kept telling myself she's a good person and she's doing the right thing. But this, locking up a vulnerable kid, isolating her. I mean, that's basic human rights, Gwen. I can't just trust you on this one. You have to tell me.
Okay. She's not human.
What? Are you saying she's an animal?
No, Andy.
What, a monster?
No.
An alien?
Oh, keep your voice down!
Frida's an alien.
Oh, Frida! Frida! She's jumped straight through the glass.
That's over 20 feet.
She's getting away.
Don't run, Mum says. If you run, they'll hostile you. But it's her wants to run. Can't hardly stop herself. Fear goes down her arm into my hand as we go towards the roundup squad. The dogs. Yes, officer. Here's our papers. Smile as my guts turn over. Why is us so scared? Because it's us they's after.
Oi! Look where you're going!
Sorry!
I can't believe it. She looks so human.
The physiology is totally different.
Yeah, but she yawns like a human, she cries like
a human.
Keep
your eye on the road.
No, but I just can't believe it.
Slow down!
This can't be real.
And turn off the blues, Andy. This is supposed to be a COVID operation.
No, we have to stop her.
Oh, what? From what? Taking over the world? She's on foot and armed, heading for Lundy Street. Jack's on his way too. We just pick her up and take her to the hub. Calmly. Okay?
Thank you.
So, this is what you do then? Fight monsters?
We deal with whatever comes through the rift. Sometimes it's alien.
I knew it.
Once it was a light aircraft from 1953.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew how you'd react.
What do you mean, react? Oi!
is a one-way street, pal! What is this, National Outpatients Day?
55, 53, 51 Lundy Street. There's the acacia. Tree from the other side of the world. Shouldn't live in Cardiff, but it do. Did. Till they have to cut it down to grow veg. Round the back by the trash crush. It ain't there. They has bins now. No dog bark, cos he don't exist yet neither. The garden. I remembers this place so well. Shed and pond. Feels wrong without Buster, mind. Important to have a dog, Mum said. Dogs don't like ghosties. Mam. Can't breathe. Something bad. Over bad. Something my body remembers. Don't want to remember.
Frida. You. Why's you here?
We're here to take you to safety.
Prison, you mean?
Look, we're trying to help you.
Help? You lock us up. Tell us I've got a disease. Call us a monster. I ain't coming. I'm staying here.
I suggest you cooperate.
Or what?
Andy, I'm handling this. So you want to stay here? Well, let's talk about that. Why this house?
I don't know.
What do you remember about it?
Nothing.
Who's Moira Evans? Is she one of you? Is she your leader?
Andy.
Leader? She's my grandma. Yeah. Grandma Evans. Oh, I remember. This were our house. I growed up here. We all lived here. Me, Mam, Gran.
It's an invasion.
Andy, please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frida. You do know you're not human.
What?
We looked at your blood.
No.
It's there in black and white.
It's a lie.
Frida, we know. You just jumped out of a second floor window, slashed your arms, but you're not bleeding. Why?
Because I'm what? Alien? Ghosty? Is that what you think? That is it, ain't it? What I am?
We think so, yes.
So what? What is it to you? What does it matter what's in my blood? My family lived here 50 years without causing no trouble to no one. Why is yous hostile in me? I ain't done nothing wrong.
You were carrying a weapon.
An Urk.
You came through the rift.
By accident.
You are an alien.
Oh, Andy, you are not helping.
Half alien, my dad were human.
Oh, that's all right then, is
so
it?
So what are you going to do about it, squad man? Shoot us?
No one is going to get shot, Frida. Torchwood is going to help you.
Torchwood?
But you have to come with us.
Torch... wood. What's that smell? That horrible smell.
Frida?
The fire. The fire were here. I remember. Flames. Over hard to breathe. Burning. Burning hair. They tried to kill us.
Who did?
You! People! Killed my mum! Just like you always said you would!
Frida, it's okay.
Get away from me! Leave me alone!
Freeze! Get on the floor and put your hands where I can see them. On the floor, now!
Or what? You'll shoot me? Do it! I ain't got nothing to lose. Do it! Do it! Frida, come back here!
It's okay. I'll get her. Frida! Frida!
Jack, you didn't.
Leave the keys in the bike. Guess I must have.
We've lost her.
So where's she gone? Think. Who does she know? What does she want?
She wants to go home.
Well, she can't.
But she might try, Jack.
Right. She's heading for the river. I'll drive.
So what do we do when we find her?
I've got a concussion grenade.
Not local enough.
Weevil spray.
But too windy.
There's always a stun gun.
Make sure it is set to stun, then. Remember the Hystrix at Wolf Bar.
How could I forget? There's still spines in the ceiling.
What is it? Why have we stopped?
I'm not happy.
Oh, you're not happy.
You say she's not dangerous, but you're getting out grenades and stun guns. I mean, Frida's not a freak with spines. She's a teenage girl.
Half alien.
Yeah, and half human. So you don't just shoot her.
She's on the run.
Of course she's running. Her mum burnt to death in front of her and you shove a gun in her face. What would you do? Let me talk to her. Give me 5 minutes with her. If I can't bring her in, all right, stun her. But give me a chance, please.
Come on, Jack.
Okay, okay. Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey!
Whoa!
Where are you going?
Shortcut. Through the park? The nice thing about overt operations, you don't have to be subtle.
Yeah, I like your style.
Yeah. I have a cousin in McCuntliff, right? He was abducted by aliens.
Really?
I don't believe it myself. Whole world to choose from. I'd pick a tosspot like him.
Cut the chat and keep your foot on the gas.
You guys should get yourselves a teleporter. You're like in Star Trek. Save a lot of bother.
Yeah, I'll bear that in mind.
I wonder, if I retconned him now, would he still be able to drive?
It's a long way down. Can't see my reflection. Just a shadow all broke up in the water. What is I? Ghosty. Grey skin. Don't belong on this earth. Don't belong nowhere. The fire didn't take me. The sky spucked me out. Maybe the river'll have me. They say his drowning's like gone asleep. Just step over the railing and let go.
Nice evening for it.
Go away!
I'm here to help.
Help me die. That's what you all want.
Frida, I'm sorry about your mum. She must have been very strong to keep you safe all those years. A brave woman.
She was.
And now you're alone in a world that doesn't make sense. And there's no one you can trust. But it's okay. A lot of people feel like that.
I don't think so.
No, no, they do. It doesn't matter where they're from, what they've been through. That's just how they feel. It's how I feel sometimes.
Vry?
Oh, yeah. That feeling's even got a name. Alienation.
Nice.
But it means that deep down, everyone's the same, right? In fact, if you didn't feel alien sometimes, well, you wouldn't be human.
Fair.
As long as you can remember that, you can kind of get on with life. Your mum would want you to get on with life. Cold.
Froze. Can't feel my fingers no more.
Give me your hand. Come on. Okay, now, step over to this side. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I've got you. Yeah. You made it. All right. All right.
Not because of being alien, but just because of who she were. Funny. Tough. Like you. You got kids?
No.
You should.
I'm not sure about bringing a child into this.
You take the life you're given, don't you?
You all right?
It's backed out. These sleeping tabs are brave. My body's all heavy, like it's not mine.
Tell me about your grandmother.
My grandma Evans were an alien for Vry. The solar flares were killing their planet, see? So they sent all these little life crafts off into space. Dandelion clock. One lands here. 13 aliens among all your billions. Getting along, having jobs and irks, having ghosty kids, grandkids, like me. Some of them don't even know. Top panic when people find out.
I can imagine.
Gwen. They's already here, out there in your time, waiting to gobble you up. Our neighbours threw paint on our windows, torched up our house. Mam drowned in the smoke. Can you drown in smoke? Then this Mano made a hole in the roof and held out his hand, opened up the sky. She was lying there, and the flames were coming. And I left her. No. No, I don't want to remember no more. I can't stop remembering.
It's all right.
I can't do it, Gwen. I can't live here without her. I can't.
I can help you.
No one can.
I can. Listen. We have a medicine called retcon. We give it to people who have experienced something they need to forget.
Is it safe?
I've had it.
Right. So you've forgotten stuff?
Other memories flow in to fill the missing time. The human brain is a clever thing.
So I won't even know I'd forgotten?
No. You could start again. A new life. New memories.
I don't want that.
Think it over.
I don't need to. Don't want to forget her. She's part of me. Gotta know what I is, right?
You're a very brave young woman. That's what you are. Who was he, the man who saved you?
Dunno. Driftwood, he says. Something like that.
What was it?
Torchwood.
Are you sure, Frida? Frida?
How's the patient?
Sleeping.
Good. I think I'll sit with her for a bit.
Good idea, Andy. You do that.
Listen, Frida just said something very odd. She thinks Torchwood rescued her from the house fire and opened up the sky. What do you make of that?
So in the future, Torchwood can control the rift.
And they sent her here, now. Why?
Well, big questions.
Maybe Frida knows the answers.
I don't think she had time to stop and ask. She's refused retcon.
Then she has to be isolated. Her future knowledge is too dangerous.
That's a bit hypocritical, Jack. You're pretty gung-ho with the timeline yourself.
I am much more responsible these days.
I think what really bothers you is that she's part alien.
And so it should. Her DNA could have a major impact on human evolution.
Yeah, but she's not the only one out there, Jack. You know, what are you going to do? Hunt them all down?
Then Frida would never exist.
Her people are peaceful. Refugees. Their planet became uninhabitable.
So she can't go home. Can't go back to the future.
But she shouldn't be here. If we don't isolate her, we have to retcon her, whether she likes it or not.
Her memories are all she has.
And they nearly pushed her off a bridge.
Keep your voices down, guys.
So what do we do?
By the grin.
Maybe the future Torchwood didn't send Frieda here for her benefit, but ours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what we're doing now creates this whole situation in the future.
What, like Torchwood's legacy? The anti-alien backlash?
Doesn't have to be.
So what, we open our doors to the universe and spread the love? Come on. You've seen what's out there.
Not everything that comes through the rift is bad. Okay, shoot the monsters. But the others? Come on, Jack, someone has to take responsibility.
Well, couldn't social services help Frieda?
No case history.
Andy could help us put something together, if we don't retcon him.
We'd have to give Frieda continued support, too.
We could set you up as a key worker, Gwen. You've got the police experience.
Teamwork?
I'd like it.
Hold on, hold on. Torchwood isn't run by committee, you know.
Sorry, Jack.
This is my decision, okay?
Okay.
But one way or another, it looks like Torchwood's getting an asylum policy.
Mom?
No. It's me. Andy. You're at the safe house.
Andy?
Squad man? It's all right. Go back to sleep.
I had a dream.
I know. Don't worry. I'll stay with you.
Andy? I was gonna be okay, ain't I?
Yeah. I know it's all a bit skillaboo right now. But you're a tough one, Frieda. You're gonna be fine. I promise.
Safe house. Friends talking. I ain't alone. Someone near us breathing, soft, like waves. I imagine I was walking by a stream. My steps in the water. It goes round my feet, like space for me. The sound of the water changes just for a moment. Then it flows on, like before.
Torchwood Asylum. Jack was played by John Barrowman, Gwen by Eve Miles, and Yantor by Gareth David Lloyd. PC Andy was played by Tom Price, and Frieda by Erin Richards. The security guard was played by Matthew Gravel, and the policewoman by Sarah McGaughey. The dog walker was played by Dick Bradnam, and the girl by Isabel Lewis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Torchwood Asylum was written by Anita Sullivan. The sound design was by Nigel Lewis, and the producers were Kate McCall and Lindsay Alford. The director in Wales was Kate McCall.